This is not about fixing the algorithm. It's not about saving the system. It's not even about escaping it. It's about remembering that beneath all of this, beneath the trends and the tech and the timing and the tension, you're still here. And that matters. The version of you that doesn't perform, the version that doesn't optimize, the one that doesn't trend, the one that never went viral, that self is still whole, still worthy, still real, and that's what they can't measure. That's what they can't monetize. That's what makes you dangerous in the best possible way. Because the moment you stop moving like the system tells you to, when you start choosing your own rhythm, your own voice, your own meaning, you break something, you interrupt a loop, you create static in the matrix, you throw off the machine that thought it could predict you. And in that disruption, you become visible in a way that's beyond reach. Not because you hit some metric, but because you stepped outside of it. This entire time, the system has been trying to convince you that value equals visibility, that attention equals identity, that performance is personality, and it's not. Those are costumes, temporary scripts. None of them define you. You're not a post, you're not a brand, you're not a storyline for someone else's consumption. You are a presence, a process, a human being in motion, and no algorithm can ever fully account for that. So what now? You keep going, but not for the feed, not for the metrics, for you, for the ones watching quietly, for the ones building in silence, for the future you haven't met yet, the one who will look back and be grateful you didn't fold. You keep telling the truth, even when it doesn't trend. You keep creating work that feeds your spirit, even when it doesn't perform. You keep speaking, even when your reach gets throttled, because your voice was never meant to be measured by views. It was meant to resonate, and resonance moves differently than virality. Virality is fast, forgettable, loud, and light, but resonance is slow, heavy, quiet. It stays. It sits in people. It shows up days, weeks, years later, when someone is alone with themselves and your words come back to them like a mirror. That's the kind of impact you're building. Not a spike, a seed, not a performance, a presence, not a flash, a foundation. This journey we've taken through who we are, what we're facing, when it all changed, where we fit, why it works this way, and how we move. It's not a checklist. It's a cycle. You'll come back to it again and again. Each time a little more aware, a little more grounded, a little more unapologetic about your humanity in the middle of a system designed to erase it. So no, this isn't the end. This is the reminder you carry. The whisper beneath the noise, the stillness under the scroll, the truth that kept trying to surface even when the feed kept pushing it down. You don't have to change the whole system to change how you show up in it. You don't have to dismantle the entire machine in order to move differently. It starts with how you post, how you speak, how you decide what matters to you and what you're willing to carry. The algorithm may shape the world we scroll through, but it doesn't get to shape who you are. That part is yours. That part is sacred. And sacred doesn't mean untouchable. It means intentional. It means you protect the parts of you that don't perform well, not because they're weak, but because they're real. You protect your nuance. You protect your silence. You protect your slowness, your softness, your stillness, because that's the self that doesn't get algorithmic approval, but it's the self that makes you whole. And you don't need millions of people to validate that version of you. You just need to stop hiding from it. Because there's freedom in choosing not to play the game, not in disappearing, but in being ungovernable by the system's standards, in refusing to flatten yourself into whatever gets boosted, in deciding to take up space even when you're not being seen. That's not failure. That's freedom. That's remembering that the most important algorithm you'll ever answer to is your own integrity. And when you start to live from that place, when your why is deeper than engagement, when your presence is rooted in truth, when your creativity is not measured in virality, but in vitality, you become undeniable. You become someone who can't be categorized, someone who can't be predicted, someone who can't be sold. That's the real revolution, not louder content. But deeper truth, not bigger reach, but better roots. Not chasing the algorithm's favor, but building ecosystems that thrive without it. You are more than the sum of your content. You are more than the attention you receive. You are more than what performs. You are the story beneath the scroll, the signal beneath the noise, the voice beneath the surface. You are the undercurrent. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.